Thank you and welcome back. Tommy Grisafi of Nesvik Trading and Ag Bull Media has some thoughts on the cattle market, the cattle industry, being a rancher. Some big thoughts from the 30,000 foot view.
Where will we be 2 years from now? What will the structure of the American beef industry look like 2 years from now? Did we just teach Mexico how to hold back cattle, process them, and export them? Are we teaching other countries how to get in the cattle business? Hey, folks, get in the cattle business. It's easy. Ground beef, $6.50, $7 a pound. Is being in the cattle business easy right now? And for many, it hasn't been easy for 50 years, but these last few years have been very easy. And I think you got to go all the way back and say, how the heck did we get here? And it probably is a spinoff of COVID. We took those prices down so hard during COVID, and the actual rancher, the producer of the beef, was so out of control, and the packer was so in control. And we are the exact opposite of that right now. The rancher is in control. They are in the driver's seat. They've had the help of the funds. And the packer is just going out there and saying, this is what we'll pay. And they say, nope, that's not enough. They go $5 higher. And that's where cash trades that week. And that's what I'm seeing in the cattle market. And the numbers that come on these cash trades are amazing. Now, we know we don't have cattle coming in from Mexico. And who the heck's going to be the one who says, I think it's time to let them in. Let's let them in from Mexico. That wasn't a good 3-day experiment we had last time. So not letting these cattle in from Mexico, fighting with every other country in the world, it's really changing things. But long term, I think it's really bad for the cattle market, because when you take something up like this, we'll call it, the chart has a blue pill formation. It's not good. It's not good at all for what it does. I remember doing an interview with Tyne Morgan during when grains went crazy during the Ukraine war, and farmers were like, this is amazing. These prices are amazing. I said, check in with me in 2 years and see where we were. Exactly 2 years to the day after Ukraine war, grains were tumbling. Now look where we are, another year or two past that. We are in a miserable spot in ag because we shot the market up so high, we overproduced, and we got too many people involved. And when too many people get involved in a good thing, it dilutes the business.
Having said that, Tommy Grisafi on AgriTalk yesterday, what's your advice on being involved in this market that's currently featuring a lack of involvement?
Just don't lose respect to the markets. Now, with that, volatility's low. Whether you want to buy something, sell something, do something, volatility's low. And don't get comfortable in being a short volatile. So in my opinion, during times when things are slow, people get cute and say, you know what, you could sell this call. We're not going to go there. I give you a name of a farmer. I don't want to mention his name, but everyone knows him. He's a mouthpiece on social media. But I remember one time he called me. He said, I'm going to sell 100 of these March calls because there's no way in heck we can go there. 2 months later, we were 50 cents through it. And I think he only picked up like 12 cents and then ended up losing 50 cents. So anytime you can get a farmer, a trader, a broker to tell you where we're not going, take the other side. Speaking of taking the other side, these betting markets are becoming so much more prominent. You and I could say there's an 82% chance on Saturday that Trump will take back the statement that he made on Friday. Did you notice how much people are just willing to make a bet on a bet on a bet? And I think that's really going to tie into our markets here in the future, because I think pretty soon we're going to start having like a yield contract where we, heck with the price of corn, let's just trade the United States.
Yeah.
Someday President Trump's not going to be president. And who are farmers going to blame for bad marketing? Who's the media going to blame? The word soybeans has been trending on Google. And as you know, several farmers out there have contacted me and said they had over 10 different media sources contact them and say, how bad, here's how they ask you, how bad is President Trump's policies hurt your farm? Well, hold on. We don't know what we're being paid per bushel for the damage here in soybeans. It's not over yet. So is there damage yet? Has President Trump's policies hurt American farmers? Absolutely. Is it over yet? No, not quite yet. Because, brings me to another point, if you listen to the Ag Secretary, we're in the golden age of agriculture.
Big thoughts on the markets from Tommy Grisafi on AgriTalk yesterday. This is Inside Agriculture, taking one last break, and we'll be right back.